Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, I'm going to jump to it here. Today, Dr. Patrick Michaels returns, and we will open up the phone lines to you for short, quick questions and comments. This is part two of our shows that we have had on this. So how's the weather where you are? Well, maybe it's cold outside here in mid-Missouri. Not the climate warming I was hoping for. I was always under the impression that science and those who consider scientists were constantly questioning. And that's why the wherefores and the how can this be and if this is true and what makes it so, true science constantly questions. And that's how we continually learn and expand our knowledge of things, everything. The relativity of gravity, for one, we'd never have flown if that wasn't questioned and defied to some degree. True science invites debate. However, today there seems to be a civil war of sorts when it comes to the debate, the science that shouldn't be questioned, of climate change. Not to tell my age or anything, but when I was in high school, there was a warning of us ending up in global cooling, and the earth was cooling down, and it was man's fault, and we broke the ozone, stopped using the aerosol sprays, which isn't a bad thing necessarily, and I noticed manufacturers rose to the occasion and created new hairsprays and new deodorants and et cetera, et cetera. But now, we don't hear that warning so much. Then we went from cooling, and they switched it up. We're in a warming stage. You need to stop using all that fuel. Lord have mercy, those gassy cows. Walk to work. Bike to work. Well, walking is best for us, but if you work 25 miles away, you might be a little late. I know I would be. Some areas demand that you carpool, which is okay to some degree, but I kind of like to be alone in the car every now and then. I guess I'm a selfish person, willing to destroy the planet for my me time. A deplorable in the heartland. However, pun intended, what is heated up is this topic of climate change. We're told it's our biggest threat, and this controversy doesn't seem to be cooling off within our government science or our universities. They want more regulations and control over our water meters, our gas gauges, our thermostats, our tanks in the car, and our backyard barbecues. They, the climate change enthusiasts, believe we should not question their findings or their data. But real science looks for answers, not control, right? Well, that was until government decided to take it over, meaning take over science, and basically turned it into a pay-for-play, paid analysis, paid for climate warming findings and data control. Previously, Dr. Michaels mentioned to us, you know me, I have to look things up, but he mentioned pseudoscience. So I looked it up in the good old Webster's Dictionary, and it says a collection of beliefs or practices mistakenly regarded as being based on scientific method. Well, we can listen to today's chicken littles like Al Gore and Tom Steyer, who tell us how to live and sacrifice while they manage no changes in their wealthy lifestyles, or we could seek out the science, the data from others, and compare. Be a little scientist yourself and question, always question, to learn more. I've talked long enough now. It's time to bring back Dr. Michaels, and we will open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Dr. Michaels, Patrick, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. It's our honor to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you again. That was a terrific little introduction you gave there. I have to tell you, I was in graduate school when the global cooling thing came around and the next ice age, and I couldn't warm up to that one either.
Oh, I like the pun. I like the pun. Well, you know, they did try to make a lot of changes, and I've mentioned this before on the air about the, and it's not a bad thing to make changes to try and do things better, you know, like the aerosol sprays and all this and that. But I remember when they went through the deal, maybe you can remember too, I don't think it had anything to do with the air, but I could be wrong, but the toilet papers, you know, the toilet paper could no longer be printed with pretty flowers or anything like that on it. That had to go away because that was all bad for the septics and everything, and so they quit doing all that. But I remember a lot of changes. I'm old enough, I remember a lot of changes as we tried to learn about the things that we're doing, and we're still learning. I mean, we've learned a lot about things in agriculture. We now put in terraces to avoid erosions, and we irrigate the fields, and we've learned how to do that, properly take care of the ponds and the lakes while we're doing that. So it's, you know, we keep learning, and that's what science is about. It's not about finding an answer and stopping it right there. It's to keep learning. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, you know, when the Environmental Protection Agency was started in the Nixon administration, the air quality in United States cities was awful.
Oh, yeah.
And it solved real problems. The problem is, though, that once you establish a big bureaucracy like that, it's not going to go away. And after it gets what we call the low-hanging fruit, all of a sudden it's got to go on to something else. So then we went on to acid rain. Do you remember acid rain?
Oh, yes, I do remember acid rain.
You know, rain is naturally has a pH of below 7.0, meaning that it's acid. And nobody could really find severe effects from this stuff. Maybe we should have called it half acid rain.
Well, I think that's good. Continue, please.
I owe that to my late mentor, Reed Bryson, of the University of Wisconsin. He popped that one off and I almost hit the floor.
Well, I'm sitting down, so I didn't do that, but I am pretty red in the face. That was good. That was great.
So what shall we do about today's apocalypse? We should recognize that people, at least in the United States, parenthetically, in the country that has reduced its carbon dioxide emissions more than any other country on Earth, that would be in the United States, they don't rank this very high on their list of political needs. In fact, they rank it so low that it didn't even show up in the last Gallup issue survey.
Yeah, I think people are worried about other things besides the climate outside. But, you know, when we talk about the smog, I remember, and this would have been back in the 60s or the 70s, or maybe even the early 80s, when we would drive from where we are here in mid-Missouri to Kansas City. You know, you could smell the city before you got there.
Oh, sure.
And it's not that way anymore.
No, it's been a remarkable cleanup. I went to high school in California, and I remember
California, Missouri, or California? I'm giving you a hard time.
California,
okay,
California. Yeah, I remember the eye-stinging smog. That was really uncomfortable stuff. And so it was good that we established an authority to clean these things up. But unfortunately, authorities get a life of their own. And so now we have, you know, EPA and its endangerment finding from carbon dioxide, meaning that it's a terrible harm to human health and welfare.
And you know what?
If they actually calculated that right, and I have calculated it correctly along with a colleague, Kevin Diaratna from the Heritage Foundation, you know what we found that the cost of probably the most expected climate change is? You want to know the cost of the carbon dioxide?
Give it to me quickly.
It's negative. It's a benefit.
Well, I was going to mention a little bit about the smog in China, and I'll do that when we come back, and we'll get back to this conversation. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Patrick Michaels. How's the weather where you are? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Patrick, we do have callers, but I want to finish what I was going to say about China when we were talking about the smog. I had a son, my youngest son, that went over there. It will be 2 years ago here in about the 27th of December. They were over there for about a month, a little more, a little less, missionaries. And they took their three-year-old with them. But there were certain places they would not allow her to go out because the air was so bad.
Yeah, it's
so filthy. And they wouldn't take her certain places when they went. And so, you know, for everybody to come down on the U.S. over this Paris Accord when China wasn't going to do anything, it's just so political. It's just so political.
Can I give you a little anecdote about
Sure.
how bad it is? As you know, one of the problems in measuring the globe's temperature is that cities have a way of growing up around their weather stations, and the bricks in the building and the pavement impede the flow of the wind, so they don't ventilate very well, and the temperature is warmer than it actually is in the surrounding countryside. It's called the urban heat island effect. China is the only place I've ever seen where there's so much junk in the air blocking the sun that the urban heat island is negative. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
The central city is cooler than the surrounding countryside
because
of all the stuff in the air.
And of course, the sun cleans the air to some degree.
Solar ultraviolet in the presence of all those emissions produces something you don't want to breathe, let me tell you.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Tate from Indiana. Tate, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're all doing good. You got a question or comment for Dr. Michael?
Yeah. So y'all were talking about things that, you know, were prominent during your time, and kind of one of the things that prominent during my time, you know, going through school is the polar ice caps, and I'm hearing a lot about that now. And it's something I think is, you know, kind of hard to understand, and you know, most of us have, you know, never really been there and have really no idea how to measure. Can you talk a little bit about polar ice caps and what you say to the claims that they're melting?
Sure. Well, we need to look at a little bit of history. You know, the nominal starting or ending date for the last ice age is 10,800 years ago. And it ended probably, I emphasize the word probably, because the Earth's orbit precesses, and once the sun is closest to the Earth during the summer, which it was back then in the Northern Hemisphere, the Northern Hemisphere heats up, and the ice went away, but it went away and then some. It turns out it was several degrees warmer, than the 20th century average in the high latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere. So where there's tundra today, way up north, there were trees all the way to the Arctic Ocean, and even on Wrangel Island in the Arctic Ocean, there were trees. That almost certainly means that for this 3,000-year period after the end of the last ice age, that the Arctic Ocean was ice-free at the end of summer. And you know what? The polar bear survived.
Darn it. I don't like bears.
Yeah, but if you go to the previous interglacial period without an ice age, go back to about 118,000 years ago, and you will see, hold on to your hats, because I don't think your listeners have ever heard this. You will see that the summer temperatures in Greenland were 6 to 8 degrees C. That's C, so multiply that by 1.8 to make it F. 6 to 8 degrees C warmer than the 20th century average. And that lasted for 6,000 years. You can look it up in the ice core data. Now, we can't make it that much warmer. We can't do that for 6,000 years. There is no way. Might be able to warm it up a little for 500, but not for 6,000. And you know what? A few years back, some woman, Charlotte Lindquist, was bombing around up there in the high Arctic, ran into some bones, and was able to carbon date them, and also to she extracted some mitochondrial DNA so she could find out what species those bones were. It was older than 118,000 years. It was around 125,000. And you know what? It was a polar bear. So the polar bear survived 6,000 years of high-latitude summers, much hotter than we could ever make it. I think this slogan about fragile Earth is a little bit of a fragile slogan. What do you think?
I think so, too. Tate, did he answer your question?
Yes, he did. Thank you all very much for the clarification. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Tate. We appreciate your call and your listening. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, still getting by. How are you, Beth?
I'm getting by, too. Thank you.
All right. I had a couple of comments that I wanted to make on this subject. And that's first, you know, there are some commentators like Rush Limbaugh that says there's nothing man can do to affect the climate and so on like that. Well, I think there are things that people can do to affect the climate, but I think carbon dioxide is the least of it, if carbon dioxide actually has any effect at all. But I wanted to mention a couple of other things that I know about that people are doing to affect the climate and the weather. And one is military weather engineering. In 1984, I was in California, and I met an engineer who had been in the Navy, and he had been in the Navy's weather modification program. And he And he told me something about it and showed me this big, thick in-house textbook about the Navy's weather modification program. And in the 1970s, the late 1970s especially, there had been a lot of unusual and extreme weather events. And he said that those were all caused by the Navy's weather modification program that he had worked in. And so if they could do that in the 1970s, what can they do now? And I understand also the Russian military and the Chinese military and the British military and maybe some others have weather modification programs. So how can these people blame all these weather events on carbon dioxide when there's all this military weather engineering going on? You know, if they're going to be at all honest and scientific, they have to take these things into account, too. And number two, we've got these airplanes that we see, you know, way high up there all the time going over springs, something or other in the upper atmosphere that's causing the air to be hazy. And so that's got to be affecting the weather, too. So, again, you can't blame any man-made so-called climate or weather change on carbon dioxide. You've got to take that into account, too, if you want to be honest and scientific about the whole thing. And also, these carbon dioxide crazies ignore really good solutions to the problem that some independent scientists have proposed. And basically, there's been a number of independent scientists that have said that if we will work to make the soil more fertile, then the soil organisms, then the soil will become a lot more fertile. The soil organisms will absorb this extra carbon dioxide that's in the air. And life will flourish better. You know, the food will be healthier. Everything will be more beautiful. We'll all be better off for it. You know, this is a really good solution to the so-called problem, if it is really a problem. But these carbon dioxide crazies never mention anything about this kind of thing. You know, never mention anything about remineralizing the soil like one independent scientist, John Hammaker, proposed to do. There's another one that's written a book called Cows Save the Planet, Judith Schwartz, and she talked about how the right kind of grazing of cattle on land all over the place can make the soil a lot more fertile and take a lot of carbon dioxide out of the air. And other independent scientists have proposed other sorts of soil-building, soil-fertilizing programs that would bring down carbon dioxide in the air. But these carbon dioxide crazies never mention anything like that. All they want to do is tax us and take away our freedom to solve their so-called problem. Right. And so you can see how rotten they are. You know, all they want to do is tax us and raise our freedom and to take away our freedom. And they don't want to do anything that would actually help make life better that would also solve the problem.
Okay. We're just about headed into another break. That was a long question or comment there, Joe. So when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Michael's comment on weather modification and on the chemtrails and on the soil fertilization as far as helping with the earth. I know that we can do lots of things. We talked about that we do lots of things to improve the earth. And we've learned a lot. We have learned a lot just in my short lifetime because, you know, I'm not that old. And so we have learned a lot, and we will continue to do that as long as we question things and question what we're doing. So when we come back from this break, we're going to go to Dr. Michaels and let him comment on Joe's, but your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and Dr. Patrick Michaels of the Cato Institute is with us today. We're talking about the weather, climate cooling, climate warming, climate change. What's it all about? Hey, how's the weather where you are? 877-895-5410. And Dr. Michaels and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The topic today is climate change. What's it all about, Alfie? What's it all about, Dr. Michaels? I'm going to let you have the time to go back to some of Joe's comments on weather modification. I think he was referring to chemtrails and then the soil having an effect on our climate as well.
Well, weather modification has been around, actually, since the late 1940s. It comes and goes. There was a big scandal about how we were feeding the onshore clouds in Vietnam to make it difficult for the Viet Cong to move their material around. The chemtrails thing, it's a bit overblown. But having said that, I have actually taken images myself of the entire sky being overcast from horizon to horizon, and the only thing that's causing the overcast are the expanded contrails from jet aircraft. So, yeah, that does have an effect. it's weird. The cirrus cloud, which is what those are, ice crystal clouds, they're actually net warmers of the surface. They trap more radiation than they reflect. So that part is real. With regard to absorption of carbon dioxide by the biosphere, we just saw a really interesting piece of news that nobody noticed, which is you probably heard the stories that atmospheric carbon dioxide concentration jumped in 2017. I think it was 2.3% or something like that. Or the emissions of carbon dioxide jumped 2.3% in 2017. Well, guess what? The concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere only rose at 1%. So more than half of the carbon dioxide that was emitted in this big year, 2017, was absorbed by the Earth immediately.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so, and you know, I mean, oh, God, if you could look at satellite data that I can see, the planet is getting greener at an impressively rapid rate. And the place on the planet that's greening up faster than ever any other is the tropical rainforest in South America,
right,
in Africa, and in Oceanic Asia. That's what we were told about was all going away and all that good stuff. Well, it happens to be that it's growing more rapidly than anything on Earth.
That's interesting. And we talked about that the last time you were on, how it's and I listened to you on some other shows that, like I said, I've been stalking you out on YouTube. And, you know, how you have mentioned that, you know, of course, we're told that we need to save the forests you know, I still see the commercials every now and then on TV late night, real late night. You know, they want you to send in money to save the rainforest and all this and that. And so that's very interesting piece of news. I want to get on to the phones. We have two callers. Both of them have to be named Scott. We're going to go to Scott, New Jersey first. Scott, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? And hi. Dr. Michaels, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Say hi.
What's your question?
I just had a quick question. I've seen, you know, news reports, you know, reported pretty widely saying that last year was the hottest year on record and that the last few years were among the hottest years on record. So I just wanted to, you know, ask you whether these statistics are true or whether the media, you know, isn't being accurate.
Well, the question is, hottest year on record, how long are the records? We don't have very good global temperature records much before 1900 or so. And yes, the surface average temperature is warmer than it was in 1900. And because of that, it's like 9/10 of a degree warmer. That's not exactly a heck of a lot. But because you are at the warm end of the last 118 years, if you get an El Nino, which are these current reversals in the tropical Pacific Ocean that result in a release of a lot of heat into the atmosphere, yeah, those years are going to be record years. And what's not told in that story is that in the last year or so, surface temperature records indicate that we have gone back to the temperature that we were before the El Nino. Now, you may recall there is this very nasty little scientific anomaly called the pause in warming, which began, you could say, either in 1997, there was an El Nino, so that might bias your record. So go back to 2002 to 2014. Didn't warm. And the temperatures look like they have dropped very close to where they were in the 2002 to 2014 pause. If that continues, oh, the level of embarrassment in my so-called profession is going to be profound.
Hmm. Does that answer you, Scott?
Thank you, yes.
All right, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. We're going to go to another Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, how are you today?
Oh, hello, hello. Good, good. I'm guessing you're second Scott for today.
You are.
Yeah. Now, my question, I really am interested in about all the talk about renewables. And I hear that we need to switch from fossil fuels to renewables, and I get having this sort of diverse, and I think it's like an energy sort of mix of things. But I want to know, are renewables actually like good enough to fill the country's energy needs? Because I don't really hear anything about that specifically.
I'll give you a two-word answer.
Yeah.
Hell no. You know, the electrical grid does not like variable power. Things tend to blow up, or it tends to go down if there's too much variation. And I have to tell you, let's talk about one renewable, solar energy. Hmm. Last I heard, the sun doesn't shine at night, and the wind does not blow constantly. So these are very unreliable sources. Whenever I get into one of these energy discussions with somebody who's, you know, really, really wringing their hands about global warming, and I say, well, there is a source of power that doesn't emit anything, really. You could use nuclear fission, and the new reactor designs are really inherently quite safe. Oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have that. Any person that says that to me, I just dismiss. You're not serious about climate change if you are not going to entertain a type of energy that is impressively clean and emits nothing.
Hmm. Well, and I might add just a little Beth analysis here. I was writing down the solar panels that they would need, say it even worked. You can't make the solar panels without coal. Without firing something up for the glass. You can't make the wind turbines without steel, and you can't do that without coal. And so it all comes together. You still need it, whether you could go all green, as they would say, or not. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Furthermore, these giant solar panel arrays, obviously you want to put them in the place where it's quite sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that means in some desert somewhere. So what happens when the wind deflates the soil and the panels get dirty? Guess what? They don't work real well. And so you got to be constantly cleaning them. So that's a labor-intensive task. If
I don't do windows. Is that the...
Exactly.
Hey, Scott, did we answer your question good?
Yeah, no, I think I got it.
All right, thank you. I hear the music. We're headed into another break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're trying to answer questions and think this through. Be little scientists. Well, how's the weather where you are? What's your opinion on climate change? Whether it's cooling, warming, or just, it's just changing, man. It's just changing. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Dr. Michaels and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Patrick Michaels, and we're talking about climate change. We're going to go back to the phones. We have Travis from Texas. Travis, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You got a question for our guest?
I do. And when I watch the news and I see the UN talk about how climate change is going to impact global migration, and I just think, how is that going to happen? So is there really any evidence that climate change will impact migration or immigration?
I don't see it. The notion that somehow warming up the surface temperature of the planet by, say, a degree and a half or so is going to reverse all the incredible progress we've had while it warmed nearly a degree already is fatuous, okay? And, you know, I really like it when people try to blame the unrest in Syria on climate change. The computer models fail miserably in predicting what's happened there. So
I think that's more of the climate in politics than it is in the weather.
I take all those things with a grain of salt, actually, about probably several pounds.
Did we answer your question, Travis?
Yep, that's perfect.
All right,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Dr. Michaels, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned your book, Lukewarming.
Yeah.
And that was the last time we had you on. And I wanted to ask you, because I was kind of looking at it online, and it's listed as a textbook, and I know that I have a lot of homeschoolers listening. Would that be good for them to add that to their library?
Yeah, I haven't checked for about a week or so, but certainly for about 6 weeks. Recently, it was listed as Amazon's number one textbook in earth science.
Yeah,
so,
I read that.
Yeah.
I did read that. And I did read that online. So I was just going to offer that out so you guys could do a search, probably even ask your local bookstore about Lukewarming by Dr. Patrick Michael.
Yeah, the best way to get it is actually from Amazon.
Amazon.
They can get it to you faster than I can.
Okay. Oh, we're going to give them your address, and you're going to mail them all out.
Yeah, no, thank you.
We have another caller. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, Bethann. Great story here. I worked a good part of my career in laser fusion, and when they do accomplish that, then we'll have nuclear energy. But they are not there yet. But I also work for National Solar Observatory, and the solar scientists used to laugh about this global warming because they knew that from their data, the Earth's temperature tracked the sun's output very closely until 1980. In 1980, Max Planck Institute of Solar Research found out that they separated. The sun cooled down and the Earth kept warming. They surmised that the Earth's permafrost melted somewhere around 1980 to where it now releases trillions of tons of CO2 and methane. What are we going to do about that? Have a nuclear war to freeze it?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, you talk about the sun, and I'm sure you know that the sun is really cold right now.
Yes.
The current last solar cycle was one of the weeniest ones ever measured, and it's almost back to levels of sunspot activities. A spotted sun is a warmer sun, by the way. That may be counterintuitive, but it is. Of the Maunder minimum in the 17th century, where there were very few sunspots for about 60 years or so, and there was that little old thing called Little Ice Age that began around then. So, yeah, the sun is really, really cool right now.
Mm. All right.
Then why is the Earth's average temperature going up? Our control. We have no say in it.
Well, you know, I have to differ with you a bit. If everything else being equal, and everything else being equal are the most dangerous words in science, but everything else being equal, if you put increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, you're going to get some lower atmospheric warming, and you're going to get stratospheric cooling. And we have seen both of them. Now, it's not intuitive that you would get cooling in the stratosphere, but indeed you do see it, and that's a pretty good indicator that, yeah, you're having some carbon dioxide effect.
All right. Roger, I'm going to have to let you go because I've got another caller, and we're running out of time. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Yeah, real quick, two things. One, that I watched the PBS, there was a global warming documentary, and they, you know, it seemed
Still
pretty
I'm
scientific.
Shocked.
You know, well, one of the things on there, though, that they didn't point out that I could see with my eyes was they had a graph or a model on there based on the ice core samples of ice ages and warming. And right now, our date is right on the up cycle going into an ice age. You know, and the other thing, though, that I thought was a valid scientific hypothesis is that global warming can actually cause more moisture in the air, thus more snow and cooler temperatures
right.
and, you know, erratic weather. But, you know, I guess the point is I don't see where paying carbon taxes to Al Gore is going to solve any kind of a ecological problem.
Yeah, not going to happen. You know, even the UN's models from a while back show Antarctica gaining ice, because if you warm the Southern Ocean up even a little bit, it's a huge ocean. So let's say you warm it up a degree. That means there's a lot more water in the air because the vapor pressure of water goes up with temperature. And when that's converged over Antarctica, do you think it falls as rain? It doesn't rain in Antarctica. It all falls as snow. we are, I think, finally beginning to see evidence that, the snowfall is increasing down there.
All right. We are just about out of time. Tom, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. I didn't get time for my questions. I guess maybe I took too long in my monologue. So we're going to have you back if you're willing to do that, Dr. Michaels, because we have some more things I wanted to talk about. And one thing I wanted to talk about, and we'll get to that the next time, is all the why the people do question it. And I think it has to do with all the failed predictions that we have heard and the scare tactics that have not happened. And I think that's one reason that makes people more skeptical. And I wanted to talk about.
I think you're right about that.
I wanted to talk about that in length on another show if we can do that. I want to thank you so much for taking your time to come and help us and answer questions. Obviously, my listeners were very interested and had some questions, and I'm sure there was more of them. Thank you, Dr. Michaels.
Oh, and thanks for having
I'll send you an email. We'll see if we can't get you back on here real soon. Appreciate all that you do. I know that you've taken a lot of guff through the years as you stand up for truth and data. Appreciate it. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, this is what we need to do is come together, talk about the issues, question, and find the solutions. You know, so many times we see everybody arguing and nobody has, they don't even try to come to a conclusion or a solution. But that's not what we're about here on CSE Talk Radio. We want to know the truth, and we want to know what we can do to help, what we can do to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.